Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
I can, yes. Okay, lovely.
We all set to start? Great. I'll call to order this April 9, 2026 hearing before the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. My name is Ryan Vansel. I am the hearing examiner for Kitsap County and will be presiding over today's hearing. This is a public hearing on an application for approval of conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. The file number is 25-04-022 and bears the name Davidson Van Horn CUP-ADU. The project location is addressed as 5400 block of Southeast Bethel Road. The director of the Kitsap County Department of Community Development has recommended conditional approval on the conditional use permit. The department also issued a SEPA threshold determination in the form of a determination of non-significance. No appeal was filed concerning the threshold determination. And therefore, anything concerning that threshold determination is not at issue today, and only the conditional use permit. The authority of the hearing examiner to hold this public hearing and to establish record for the application is pursuant to KCC 2104080 and 17550020. The hearing will be conducted in accordance with those sections of the code and the hearing examiner rules. This public hearing is recorded. It's essential that everyone speak clearly into the microphone, state your name and spell it when you're first called. Once admitted, all exhibits become part of the official record. The order of presentation will proceed in is to hear first any public testimony. If you're in the room, to please make sure you sign in, and otherwise the clerk of the examiner will work with you to come in online. I don't know that we have anyone else remote, so I won't go into our hearing. Remote hearing protocols. But with that, I think we're ready to start. Are there any, we'll hear first public testimony, then department's presentation, and any comments that the applicant may have following that. With that, let's start with any public testimony. Is there anyone from the public present that wishes to speak to or comment on the application?
There's no one in the hearing room, and I don't see any hands raised online. And hearing examiner, I'll just let you know on our end, you sound pretty quiet. So I don't know if your microphone is picking your voice up all the way, but.
Okay, I'll try to speak louder. That's probably about adjusted, since we don't have much on that otherwise. I don't want to wear a headset. That's my only other option. All right, so hearing that we have no individuals from the public here to testify, we can turn to the department presentation. If the department representative will please state your name for the record and please proceed at your pace.
My name is Jason Robert Walsh, J-A-S-O-N-W-A-L-S-H, and I am a planner with the county, and I will be presenting today's presentation on conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit, Davidson 25-04022.
Hey, Mr. Walsh, I should swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in today's hearing be the truth?
I do.
Please proceed.
Good morning again. As stated, my name is Jason Walsh, planner. We're here with the county, and today I'm presenting. Okay, is this better? Okay, no feedback. Good. So as stated today, I am presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached ADU under the project name Davidson, file 25-04022. The application was deemed complete on December 23rd, 2025. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to Washington Administrative Code 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS, or Determination of Non-Significance, process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated January 6th, 2026. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on February 12, 2026. The SEPA appeal period of February 26 to 2026 ended on February 26, 2026. No appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. According to Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 302302-4-050-2002 is 2.14 acres in size, addressed as 11151 Jacobs Lane, Southeast Port Orchard, Washington, 98367, is in South Kitsap and in Commissioner District 2. The aerial photo shows a single-family home and single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with properties in the vicinity. Okay. The parcel subject site in black is zoned rural residential, or RR. Adjacent properties surrounding the site to the north, south, west, and east are also zoned rural residential. The proposal is to build an 886-square-foot detached accessory dwelling unit. While Kitsap County parcel search illustrates a potential moderate erosion hazard to the northwest of the property, the potential hazard is greater than 200 feet from the project site, and per Kitsap County Code 19-400-440, no geologic assessment was required. There are no critical area ordinance concerns. The site plan for the proposal shows access from Jacobs Lane Southeast. The site plan shows sufficient off-street parking spaces to meet parking standards for the single-family residence and the accessory dwelling unit of 4 spaces. Applicant floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling is 2,704 square feet. Therefore, the maximum size allowed for the ADU or accessory dwelling unit is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps to determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary structure. The primary dwelling unit elevations showing the pitched gable roof, wood siding and white vinyl windows, stained cedar deck, and the home is painted foggy gray with West Highland white trim. Yes, please. Primary dwelling unit elevations continued, showing the roof style, window, siding, etc. Thank you. Here are the elevations of the proposed accessory dwelling unit, demonstrating its planned design style, pitched gable style roof, wood siding, and vinyl glider windows. The two structures have matching main and trim paint colors in foggy gray with West Highland white, respectively. The floor plan for the ADU demonstrates the size as 886 square feet. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Title 17-415-015B, as amended on June of 2022. There are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. The owner will reside in the primary residence. 50% of the primary residence is 1,352 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowable habitable area is 900 square feet. The proposed ADU is 886 square feet. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements. The ADU is approximately 77 feet away from the primary structure. The ADU will have a similar appearance of the primary residence. The ADU will meet all the required setbacks for the rural residential zone. All health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The proposed ADU is not an RV or recreational vehicle or mobile home. The ADU will use the existing driveway off Jacobs Lane Southeast, and the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Title 12. The staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria in Kitsap County Code 17-415-015B and recommends approval as conditioned. Are there any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. I think the staff report is clear, and your presentation has been as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that concludes the department's presentation. Is the applicant present? Will there be any applicant comments?
The applicant is not present in the room, and I don't believe that they are online. No, they're not present.
Okay.
Oh, right. But it looks like we do, there might be somebody from the applicant team who wishes to talk. So I'll go ahead and allow them.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm not sure if everybody can hear me, but yeah, I'm part of the applicant team. So if anybody has any questions.
If you could please state your name, spell it for the record. If you're going to make a statement, I'll swear you in.
Yeah, my name is Jason Campbell. That's JasonCampbell. And I was just letting you guys know that I'm here.
And Mr. Gamble, are you just letting me know you're here, or did you have a statement to make?
I do not. I just, they just asked if somebody from the applicant team was here, so I just raised my hand.
Got it. Okay. I was just providing opportunity for the applicant to make any comments, hearing that there are none. We've had opportunity for public testimony. We've heard the full department's presentation, and there are no additional comments from anyone present. I'll admit exhibits 1 to 22 from the index. And with that, the hearing record is closed. And I will review this matter and get a decision. Thank you all.
Thank you, examiner.